Welcome back, everybody. It's Tom and Charlie Cassidy. We're talking about the evidence-based wisdom screencast series, and in particular, in this one, we're going to be talking about six components of wisdom. It turns out that there seems to be some commonality between all the agreed definitions of wisdom. So, Charlie, tell us a bit about this.
So, when I first started looking into this, started reading research papers, etc., I found that almost every paper I read had a different definition of wisdom in. And you know that if you're going to study it, you have to start with a definition. And it was quite frustrating because I'd be like, oh, okay, so this is it now.
Yeah, I'll get it.
And
then I
read another paper. Oh, no, it's not that at all. It's this. Oh. So I was quite frustrated. I wish the wisdom research community could agree on
something. Yeah, that would be wise, wouldn't it?
That would be wise. So there was almost as many different definitions as there were researchers.
Yeah.
But then something quite interesting happened. I heard about a couple of doctors who were actually neuroscientists, and they were looking at, they believed from their research that there was a neurological basis for wise behaviors. So they wanted to try and find out what sections or regions of the brain are responsible for wise behavior. But to actually find these neural correlates, they needed to have some sort of short list of components of wisdom to be able to then find the linked areas.
Yeah, associated. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so they did, which is what I probably should have done, they did a literature review. So they looked at the major definitions that were floating around in the research community. And they said, okay, here's a list of all the components from this definition. Here's the list from this definition, et cetera, et cetera. And then what they noticed were there were certain components that were turning up more than others in these different definitions. Mm-hmm. And they came up with a short list. And the short list has six components that are pretty much non-negotiable when you're talking about wisdom. So most established frameworks have these six components in them. So I was very pleased when I saw this. It was like, okay, something I can hold on to. Yeah. Because it was quite frustrating to that point. But so we have this list of six.
Yeah.
And that's a really helpful, useful framework to refer to when you're discussing this kind of research.
Great stuff. Now, people can go and study these in more detail at evidencebasedwisdom.com, but just pull out a couple of the six that were kind of perhaps interesting to start with.
Well, I mean, yeah, like I say, the six are on the site, but so you can look at that in more detail. But the most obvious, the most central one is sort of ties in fact, this Greek idea of wisdom, know thyself. So you can't hope to take wise decisions, you can't help to act in wise ways unless you have a pretty good understanding of your own motivations, levers, pulleys, that kind of thing. So reflection and self-understanding was one of the central
Makes sense.
So that was a big one. Another one that really spoke to me was this idea of value, relativism and tolerance. So this is the ability to say, this is my view of the world, these are my values, I think this is how things should be done, but I am aware this is a perspective, nothing more. So people often get it mixed up, and it's called naive realism, this idea that you think you're seeing the world how it actually is. And it's of course you do. That's you know, you wouldn't think the world isn't how you think it is. That doesn't make any sense. So it's very natural to have that, but it's really important to, if you're behaving wisely, to be acutely aware that what you have is a perspective and a model, you're not directly facing reality. So that idea of value, relativism, tolerance is another one of these six components, very central.
Brilliant. Okay, so there's more on that in the site evidencebasedwisdom.com. I love this idea that we've got a commonality between these definitions of wisdom. Is there anything in particular that isn't in these definitions that you think perhaps should be, or some other areas that you think are worthy but they haven't really been considered yet?
Well, there are, I mean, to make it onto that list, they needed to be, they needed to come up three times.
Okay, least. That was the rules.
That was the rules they decided, so there are quite a few, I mean, for example, social decision-making. When they did a slightly bigger study a couple of years later, social decision-making out of 24 definitions came up on 23. Right. So that's that's a lot of evidence, right, to suggest that social decision making and understanding the pragmatics of life is something central to wisdom. If you go right down to the bottom of the list, you have something which just scrapes it in with three only comes up on three definitions: sense of humor, which was quite surprising to me. It's not, you know, you often think of humor as being something associated with the, you know, the jester or the fool, but in fact it just about makes it onto the list, so we'll look at that perhaps later.
It's on the edge. So there is, even within these six, there is a relative value or common understanding of how important they are.
I say, social decision making 23 out of 24, and then you get all the way down to the bottom, sense of humor scraping in on three definitions. Just above that you've got spirituality. And then a little bit above that, you've got openness to new experiences. And so it's quite a spread, actually.
Okay, brilliant. So more information on evidencebasedwisdom.com. Thanks very much, Charlie. This is a summary of the six components of wisdom. Okay.